It's the Beehive Archive on Utah Public Radio. I'm Megan Van Frank. The switch from Utah being a net importer of turkeys to becoming a substantial exporter in the 1920s can be attributed to the efforts of one man, Benjamin Brown, and the poultry cooperative he organized. Learn more after this.
I'm Jody Graham, Director of Utah Humanities. Beehive Archive is brought to you on Utah Public Radio by Utah Humanities, with the generous support of the Lawrence T. and Janet T. D. Foundation. We are proud to partner with community organizations to tell Utah stories and hope you will tune in each week for the Beehive Archive.
Welcome to the Beehive Archive, a two-minute look at some of the most pivotal and peculiar events in Utah's history. Today, San Pete County is notable for its poultry operations. But before World War I, Utah imported more turkeys, chickens, and eggs than it produced. After the war, poultry growers decided that rather than competing with each other, they could work together to establish a business cooperative that would turn Utah into an exporter of eggs, chickens, and turkeys. It all started when Benjamin Brown left Clarion, the failed Jewish farming colony that he helped establish in San Pete County. Brown and his brother were agriculturalists and businessmen and built a profitable cold storage facility in Gunnison. In 1922, Brown began organizing nearby poultry farmers in Manti, Nephi, and Richfield into a regional cooperative called the Central Utah Poultry Association. Extension agents from Utah State Agricultural College and agricultural experts from the federal government taught the farmers valuable skills. Raising birds is one thing, but preparing them to reach a mass market is something else entirely. The cooperative helped the farmers grade and prepare their poultry products in a standardized way. It also pooled the products from different farmers, arranged for their export on railroad cars, and collectively advertised Utah poultry products. The association connected farmers in central Utah to valuable markets in California, and Brown's cold storage facility proved useful for getting birds ready for transport over such distances. Working together in this way allowed all of the farmers to share in the benefit. With the co-op's success, Brown set his sights on creating a broader statewide network. Renamed the Utah Poultry Association in 1923, the co-op attracted more than 500 members, including new members from Utah and Salt Lake counties. Brown was the marketing agent, and one of his initiatives promoted the trademark Milk White Eggs laid by Utah Chickens. These eggs made up a large part of the co-op sales, although more and more farmers began to raise turkeys. In 1961, the Utah Poultry Association became the Intermountain Farmers Association, or IFA, which is still a member-owned cooperative. These days, the turkey industry in San Pete County is still going strong, and IFA country stores supply farming goods for rural places throughout the state. Both of these are part of Benjamin Brown's lasting legacy. Find sources and past episodes of the Beehive Archive at utahhumanities.org. For the Beehive Archive, a production of Utah Humanities, I'm Megan Van Frank.